Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In terms of what the Canucks are up to elsewhere, I believe Vancouver is one of the teams that's been closely following and has called the Sabres on the J.J. Paterka file. At varying points, I think they've had some interest in what a Bowen Byram deal could look like. So that part has been ongoing.
Trade speculation about a couple of prominent Sabres players, courtesy of Frank Saravelli right there. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here Friday night for the first round of the NHL draft from LA. Here's Dale with us. Hi, Dale.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. Thought I'd give you a quick shout today. Everybody's going nuts here about the Sabres, which totally understand. I've been watching them since day one. And I think the big problem is in the last 14 years, no one's been out there. Maybe Murray a little bit, but he kind of wrecked us. They don't know how to build a team. We keep building a pool of players, and we've had this wonderful pool of players for 14 years, first-round picks after first-round pick after first-round pick. But no one seems to understand that, like, you got to have a first, second, third, and fourth line, and each one of those lines has to be descriptive. So if I said to you, give me three words if you want to describe your first line, what would they be?
Scoring, talent.
What's the last one, Bulldog? The most important one of all.
I don't think there's anything more important than scoring and talent, but grit?
Responsibility.
Okay.
And all four lines need to have it. So whatever your three words are for each of the four lines, the last word needs to be responsible. Now, I built teams for a long time, and the way I kind of always looked at it, it's like gin rummy. If you got the seven diamonds, eight of diamonds, nine of diamonds, you can't trade one of those because then you don't have the gin rummy anymore. So the Sabres need to understand they got 18 slots. 12 forward, 6 defensemen. Once you get your first line 6, which I believe we have 3 guys here that can be first liners if you can get Tage Thompson to play center the way he played 2 years ago. Because he didn't play responsible last year. Did he score a bunch of goals? Yeah. Was he responsible? No. 2 years ago, Granato got him to play both ends of the ice, 200 feet. He was wonderful. He had 45 goals in the first 55 games, and he played both ends. I'm not going to say a Michel Bergeron or a Patrice Bergeron. That's good, a defensive player, but he was in the ballpark. So after you build
Dale, what do you want to see them do?
I would like to see them slot the team and let them go. Stop. Lindy must have used 200 line combinations last year, maybe 100. You can't do that. When the Canadians, and Bulldog, you'll understand this, when you remember seeing Guy Lafleur back in the day with the Canadians, who would you see? You seen Pete Mahomes, you seen Steve Shutt. When you seen Mike Bossy, you seen Clark Gillies, and you seen Brian Trier. When you've seen Wayne Gretzky, you've seen Yuri Curry. So once you got that line together, you leave them alone. You do the same thing with the second line. Now, where it gets delicate is the third and the fourth line. Because the third line, you don't need the scoring, but you need that, what Bulldog said, that grit, that tenacity, that we're going to keep this line even. And then the fourth line, and this is the biggest thing that's been hurting the Sabres, in my opinion, for the years. Our best players are skating on eggshells. Look who took a beating last year more than anybody. Benson. The kid's 5'9", 165 pounds, and he sticks his nose in everywhere. And does anybody ever stick up for him? Very rarely. Dahlin's been getting killed from the minute he's walked through the doors, and nobody steps up for him. So that fourth line, there's two guys out there right now that are unrestricted free agents that would be absolutely perfect for this team. One's an ex-Bruin, the Frederick kid that they traded the deadline.
He just signed a massive extension right after they lost the cup final with Edmonton. He's not on the market. You know,
that's fine, because these fourth line guys, they're out there. And the kid, Jarnot, that Tampa gave up all the draft picks for, mm-hmm. and within a year they said, nah, we don't need him no more, and they sent him away. But their fourth line's got to be two tough wingers that not only play responsible, but they play tough and they protect the team. And we got the perfect center for him. He's right here, right now. You put Cribs with those two guys on the fourth line, and you leave them alone. And then you do the same exact thing with the defense. Now, they got a guy that they never played with Dahlin all last year, this Clifton kid. He's absolutely what Dahlin needs.
Oof.
He plays physical. He plays tough. If you remember back when Bobby Orr played,
Oof.
He had a defenseman that was his partner named Al Sims. What was
we're to Al Sims? Dale, I mean, we got a show to do here. We're to Al Sims?
Well,
I think you've made your point before we go through the Rolodex of the 1970s, hockey cards.
I just want to say I would rather they launch Connor Clifton into outer space than pair him with Rasmus Dahlin. Dale, we definitely don't agree on that.
No, that has not worked out.
No.
I mean, 100 things to say. I'll pick one. What is a coach to do if he doesn't have Gretzky and Curry or Trottier and Bossy? Sit there or try to come up with new combinations? The season's so long, every coach is moving lines around all the time, right? I mean, with a few exceptions of guys who are just perfect together on elite teams. I don't know. Hey, listen, I appreciate Dale, because we're in here every day, and there are times when it feels like the Sabres need to be talked about, but Bulldog and I both kind of think we'll be talking to the wall.
Right.
And here's a guy, like, what should the Sabres do? I mean, he's got 100 ideas.
Well thought out.
I'm grateful.
Right.
Like, good for him.
Same here.
And a lot of it makes sense. A lot of it makes sense. But too much of it for me sounded like we're trying to turn the clock back 50 years.
Yeah.
And it's a different league and a different game in a lot of ways.
And I don't, I missed this defensive peak of Tage Thompson's. I don't think he's that player. I think it's why he's not playing center anymore. And I don't think as long as Lindy Ruff is the coach of this team, he's going to play center anymore. Because I don't think he's not that responsible. He's not super heady. You there's numerous times during the season, he's not the guy you want to point out and criticize, because to me what he does well offsets whatever the shortcomings are. But he is at the scene of the crime a lot. On not getting it deep, turnover at the opposing blue line, that kind of stuff. He's just not super heady about that part of the game.
But he's great at what he's great at.
He is great at what he's great at, and that's going to be, I think, moving forward, scoring 45 to 50 goals, playing the wing on their top line.
Fine with me.
So I think that's where, again, that could change, again, with a different coach. But I think that has gone by the wayside. I think I'd be surprised at this point with Norris and Kulik now emerging. I mean, they might end up in a pinch and need to do it, but I think they want him on the wing.
Thanks again, Dale. Frank is next. Hi, Frank.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Boy, that last caller really took the wind out of myself. Let me tell you.
Don't let it affect you. Just go about your business, Frank. You can do it. Yeah. We have faith in you.
I just wanted you guys, like, I'm getting kind of scared with this whole team and this whole scenario we got going on. It seems like we're entering in Toronto territory, where it seems like our hill is such a big climb that it's almost insurmountable. Like, we need star power on this team so bad. But we just need competent players that are all on the same page, and we don't need players to be saying that, oh, we just need other players to stop taking shifts off. It just seems like we're just keep rehashing the same old thing, trying to build a house with popsicle sticks in the middle of a windy day. It just doesn't seem to be working out. But I just want to leave you guys with one question, too. Have you ever thought, like, 10 years ago, and someone would say to you, hey, our number one draft pick will be a Stanley Cup champion, and the other number one or number two draft or one and two in the draft would be a Stanley Cup champion, and one would be fighting for a championship still. Who would you believe which one that would be? That's all I have for me.
Between,
have a great day, guys.
Between whom? Who and whom?
I meant McDavid and Eichel. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I mean,
crazy scenario to think about 10 years ago that we would be having a discussion like this today with Jack Eichel being a champion but not even on our team. Thanks, guys.
I guess. I think that's interesting. If you told me that Eichel had won a cup somewhere else in his first 10 years, I would have thought he was probably a bust. And then you get rid of him because he's a bust, but he's good enough to play in the league, and right. He latches on to a winner. Like, that happens. That, I think, would have been the likeliest explanation for that. But, you know, of course we know that greatness and cup winning is not right. Perfectly correlated. So doesn't take – to me, there's no negative on McDavid at all, just because he hasn't won, if that was the implication. All right, thanks, Frank.
It's sort of what happened with Sam Bennett.
It is.
Right? Yeah. He floundered around in Calgary, and then, all right, we're done here. And he's reinvented himself and has turned into a back-to-back cup winner and the Conn Smythe winner this year. And credit to him.
That's right.
His career was never nearly over or anything, but he just was not. You know, it was not meeting expectations, and, you know, that can get you moved.
Somebody else who has not met expectations, but maybe is about to take off.
Mm.
Anthony Richardson.
In the music world?
So he said today, I'll be ready for camp.
Okay. Do the doctors agree?
I don't know. I choose to believe him.
Okay. You are gullible.
I am, yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope that's right.
Anthony Richardson. Back in it. Let's go.
Sure.
Anthony.
They are giving that job to Daniel Jones, provided he doesn't like trip on his shoelaces.
I think so too. Here's Jim next. Hi, Jim.
Oh, good afternoon, guys. As far as the Sabres go, I think they have the model right in front of them with the Bills. I think you have to come in and get a coach, and I don't know if Ruff is the guy, but you have to get a coach and then just let him mold the team the way he wants it. Get rid of the guys he doesn't want. Get rid of the guys that don't play his system, whatever it is. But just rotating guys every 2 years, you're never going to get anywhere. And I'm not saying Ruff is the guy, because I think he's an older guy. I think he's, you know, kind of run his course. That was a feel-good, you know, hire, I think. But you know, this rotate, you have all this talent that they've had over the last few years, and it just keeps going out the door for, you know, draft capital. And what are they doing with it? They stock Rochester, and now you're talking about Paterka and Byram and guys in Rochester, and it never comes to fruition. I think they just got to say, we're starting over. This is our guy. This is our GM. Guys, go do what you need to do. Tell me who you want, who you don't want. And let's have a plan, and let's stick with it. Let's not panic after 2 years. Let's stick with it, and eventually, hopefully, it comes out somewhere near the Bills. I'm not saying they're going to get to that level, but at least you have some sort of consistency and continuity going forward instead of these two-year rotational
things. Do you disagree with the thought that if the Bills did not have a superstar quarterback, that Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean would still be employed here? Do you think like they're the recipe for success?
No, I don't think they are. I think they got lucky with Allen because they've shown on some of these draft picks that with the reaching and stuff like that. So that is a very valid point. And I don't know if you're going to get a McDavid or a whatever in the NHL. One's going to fall into your lap. The Bills did get lucky with Allen, and he's a big part of what they do. And I think they get some credit for that maybe isn't totally warranted. But they still got lucky on that one. You know, you only got to get it right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Once, right?
In football, you know, with quarterback, it has that much power. In hockey, it really doesn't. But I still think even though Eichel did not work out for the Sabres, that you're not going to win big without high-end talent. That was the whole reason for trying to get to him or McDavid at that time. And I don't think that's been disproven by any of these teams winning cups. You just have to do way, way better than the Sabres have ever done in this time period at filling out the team. And that's just like for many years where they were just getting run over and the high-end guys weren't enough to, you know, carry them. Now they're gone anyway. So I don't know if the caller wants Ruff back or not. Like he wants 2 years. It's been one. You can't obviously just go get whoever you want.
Right.
It's a little more complicated than that.
Including
coaches.
Right.
I mean, you think the Sabres would be able to get any coach or any GM that they want? When has that ever been true? When have they ever, you know, kind of been that organization that could do that? 1980, maybe, would count. Scotty Bowman in 1980 that's probably the guy they wanted.
The closest they came to what at the time looked like a credible sort of top of the market hire is when they hired Bilsma. Cup winner, American, whatever. You lost out on Babcock was the goal there, buyer beware, I guess, in the end. But Bilsma was a very credible pivot, I think. It didn't work.
On paper, it was.
Right.
I fell for it. I bought it. But yeah. I don't know if he was a fraud or what he was. But in retrospect, Crosby, right? Crosby, Malkin.
Right.
I almost said Allen because that could be the same thing. I don't know. But didn't work out. Hasn't really worked out for him too well since either.
No. That's right.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Thank you, Jim. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.